This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. And someone has a birthday this weekend. Don't bother going to the store, rushing to get a card. It's Raymond. There are plenty of people here to say happy birthday throughout the weekend. And we're talking to the mayor of this fine village, one Denny Held. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Sean. Thanks a lot for having us and recognizing the village of Raymond on 150 years.
Well, we're sitting here. We don't have a quorum. It's just two of us. So we're here in the chambers. Right now, in fact, we're actually speaking on Wednesday. And preparations were fast and furious. I see the stage there and a lot of excitement building as, kind of modified Independence Day celebrations. And everything kind of fell into place for a big 150th birthday.
That's correct. We're following in after Montgomery County's 200 year, and we're right here on 150. We, with COVID and everything, we kind of had to go with where the carnivals are at because we, there's tough getting carnivals around. So the carnival could make it on this little early Labor Day weekend event Saturday with a big parade on Saturday and fireworks Saturday night. And, just kind of a celebration of 150 years of bringing the village together.
Well, the darn interesting thing about talking to you, it's one thing to talk to a guy who's been mayor for about 6 months or 3 years or 4 years. You've been mayor, I think, for over, what, a fourth of the history of this town?
I don't know.
Or close to it, doing the math.
Maybe a fifth or 30 years or so.
Yeah.
30 years, I think I'm coming up on 30 or somewhere along there, but
I didn't know my calculator.
It's been a privilege to work with the village and the residents. And back whenever I was younger and years ago, there used to be three car dealerships here. We had a Chevrolet, a Ford, and a Plymouth dealer here. We had a Case IH dealer. We also had an International Harvester dealer. We had two television stores. We had two electric shops, several house builders, and it's just been a real thriving village, and we're trying to carry on to tradition and keep things moving along here in this tough times that we've had in COVID and all kind of economic things going on. But I think we're doing really well here. The people are not going to give in to any of the sidetracks that we're running into. We're going to put our nose to the grindstone and we're going to forge ahead.
And this is a town that's held up well. I know some small towns have really struggled, but it seems like you're big enough where you have rules, you can keep streets clean, maintain some things, and this town has certainly held up well over the years.
Well, the residents are really mindful of their neighbors, and they respect their neighbors, and everybody kind of pulls together. I get several calls, hey, John's yard's getting a little tall. Can you see what you can do about it? Well, we don't send him a letter. We just give John a little text message and remind him these yards getting a little tall, and guess what? It's taken care of. Or the neighbor will go mow it for him. That's even a better situation that happens. So, yeah, we all work together. Of course, there's different changes in generations, but, all in all, I think we've survived well and set a good example for future kids that want to move to Raymond. And we've had a lot of people move in from outside the area. We got a new couple from California. And, they was in Los Angeles rules and thought they ought to have a lot of more security on their house than what we have around here. And they were quite amazed that, how quiet it was and how everybody got along together.
How in the world have you found the time over the years? Officiating, working the farms, and you're not exactly a sit on the desk and put a resolution together kind of guy. You're a hands-on guy. I mean, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. There was a lawn that needed to be mowed, and you hopped on the big machine and took care of business, a hands-on mayor. Where do you find the time?
I don't know. It just, there's a lot of days, a lot of weekends. By the time you get the appliance store and carpet and do a little refereeing, but I work the state fair and mayor duties. It just seems like it You just don't want to sit around and be sitting idle and sitting on the front porch in the swing. You want to be doing something and helping out and whatever you can.
Boy, we've had some pretty tough news stories to absorb here. We won't go into detail and turn this into a sad discussion, but this has really been a resilient community.
I agree with you. We've had you're exactly right. We've had our shares of sorrow here, but I think the good times way outweigh the sorrow. And you know, we've been very fortunate. We have a good bank down here. We have two good banks here in town that have been very well supportive of the village, and all the residents are supported, you know, the village. And we'll have a good crowd this weekend for our celebration. And I've already heard people are wanting to be here early for the Casey's Fish. And we have a good carnival coming to town. And we got some stage entertainment. But you're right. This is going to be a celebration. But, you know, Monday is going to be another day. And we're gonna be back to doing the things we've been used to doing for the first 100 or first 150. We're going to work on the second 150.
Well, I know the census, you dip under 1,000, but I guess the census dips weren't unexpected. It's pretty hard to do a census during this whole COVID madness, so I guess you didn't expect it to turn out 100% the way you would have liked.
Well, we would have liked to stayed over 1,000. We snuck down to, I think, 950, somewhere along there, 954, but yes, I was doing everything I could. We were even getting census workers here in town to make sure we counted everybody, that we had everybody taken care of. We had it in the paper, and I filled out several of those forms for people to make sure we had them, because I really, really, really wanted to stay up over 1,000, but it just didn't work out. And but I don't think we lost as many as we could have. So, you know, we'll survive. We'll work on the next 10 years. We're going to get you up here. we'll be at one more next time, Sean.
Well, it sounds like a plan. I know, of course, I know a big part of this community was our Terry Toad. And I know he's obviously a guy who continues to impact lives here.
Absolutely. I mean, that was one person we lost, but he probably made up the 50 people that we didn't lose. I mean, he did work timelessly in the village. He was in the park all the time. You talk about me working for the village. He was at the park all the time. I mean, he was, if the kids had a soccer game, he was painting lines. If they had a softball game or a baseball game, he was dragging a diamond. He was liming a diamond. I mean, he was there constantly. And he's been sadly missed, and it's took two or three to fill his shoes out there that you know are not there anymore.
I'll tell you one thing that really always impresses me about this town is you've got a great entrance. And I see some towns, you know, they're nice towns. The entrance could use a little work. You get a great view. You come in the golf course. You got the cow. You got the birthday cake, and you get a good feel. I mean, an outsider making their first visit has to get a real good feel about Raymond.
It is a nice view when you come off the interstate and you come up, you know, you come up the little hill there, and you as soon as you hit the top of the hill, you've got gas stations, you got Dollar General, you got Creekstone Kettle. You know, you got popcorn, you got all kinds of things right there. You go a little bit, you got a cafe, you got a bank, you make the turn, and then you come to downtown Main Street, and you know, you look at two blocks of businesses and buildings that are well kept. The village streets, I hope, are well kept and clean. And so, I mean, it would leave a very good impression, I would think, if I was a person driving from Staunton or 58 miles away. We'd like to make a good impression for you whenever we get you up here moved in.
Well, and then one of the things, I guess, that really helps you soak it in and enjoy it, going, you know, block to block, the golf cart.
Yeah.
A lot of great golf cart stories. I know there are like little hiccups here and there, but that's been a great thing for a group of people like when you say there's that point where you know, boy, do we really keep the vehicle going? Do we turn over the keys? And it really just seems to extend independence and quality of life in a big way.
Right. I mean, right now, I thought maybe we'd have 30, maybe 25, 30, because they're about a $6,000, $5,000, $6,000 investment. We're at 67 golf carts. 67 golf carts in the Village of Raymond. So that's pretty much one out of every eight people's has a golf cart. You know, that's amazing when you drive, you know, when you drive down the village and think, well, we go eight houses and a golf cart, eight houses, a golf cart. Sometimes you go about two houses and you get a golf cart every two houses. But it has been, you know, and you're right. They drive down through town and you stop and you wave at the neighbor. When you're in a vehicle, you know, you probably wouldn't stop. If you're a golf cart and they're walking, you pull over and say, hey, what's going on tonight? What's happening? You know, and I think it has really bought a lot of bondage, you know, or I don't know. I'm not sure what the term would look for. Just people that want to talk to one another and see what's going on in their life and really make it a better community.
Well, speaking of golf carts, I know you've tinkered quite a bit with Shoal Creek over there at the golf course, and I've been a big fan. Shot a few. I won't reveal my scores, but I've shot a few holes there and really enjoyed it. And some nice moves have been made to make that even more attractive to people, because I know it's been a challenging time in the golf biz here the last 10 plus years.
It absolutely has. You know, we built that in 1989 was the first year we had that. And golf was, you know, a very up-and-coming sport. It's kind of leveled off now, but we've went out there and we put in zoysia grass. We put in brand new grass on the tee boxes, and our golf course superintendent's doing a fantastic job on the outside. Our girls on the inside are doing great. And if you haven't been here in a while, it's totally changed. It's things are a lot different. The greens are fantastic. The fairways are really, really nice, and the tee boxes got brand new grass on them. So we're trying to bring all our old golfers back and trying to generate some new golfers. And we have a lot of the kids that golf on the golf team. We even have a few kids at Morrisonville come down and golf too. So it really makes a nice environment. And it gives another asset to the village that we have recreation here that, you know, can be taken in, and just another plus for the village.
Well, one of the interesting things, we talked about your tenure here. I have firsthand knowledge of some events in the 1990s. So you had served, I guess, one term, and thought you were calling it a day, as I recall, and then someone else took over the office of mayor, and then, I can't speak for the voters, but I know it was very unpopular when there was a very large one-day festival.
Yeah.
When
they had the Ray Lytle days.
Yeah, a certain place I worked for in the past. And it wasn't received really well, but anyway, it's like, well, I've done the mayor thing, and I guess it just kind of called you right back.
I think what got him stirred up is whenever Ray Lytle got on and said he was going to walk naked down Main Street. And he kept going on and on and on. And I had all kinds of people saying, what in the world is going on in Raymond, Illinois, that you're going to let him walk naked down through Main Street? Well, come to find out, that was his dog naked. It had him sure stirred up around here for about a week or two. I went to church and, you know, they'd come out, what in the heck is going on? You're going to let that guy walk naked down Main Street? And then they finally come up with the old trick he tried pulling on us. Nobody ever thought about that one.
One dog changed the course of Raymond
history. That's exactly right.
And you didn't even know it.
You ain't going to believe that. That was, I don't know how many of those concerts or events that he had, but the one that anybody ever talks to that I ever say, they always say, I remember that he was going to walk naked down through Main Street of Raymond, that Ray Lytle was going to be there.
But oh, my word.
that was kind of put Raymond on the map for a little while.
And I've tried that. I think that was 96 or 97, and I still remember driving the old Kreckles chicken mobile.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the most applause I've ever received. Unfortunately, it was for the vehicle, not me. The only time people say, oh, you're not a celebrity. It's like, no, I don't think so. You're not a celebrity until you try to get into a lower tax bracket. But when I had the chicken car, it was as if I had a gold-plated Corvette or something. It was something.
Yeah.
But 1871, looking at the folks who founded this town, what do you think they'd say about Raymond today?
Well, I would think they'd be very proud. I would think they would be very proud that, the citizens that are here, the businesses that are here that have survived, the well-being of the village. I mean, you drive around, there's not a bad side of town, and I don't think there's a bad side of town anywhere. Everybody's got their property really nice shape. I think we have a huge, huge, just a great bunch of people that reside here that really care about the best for their kids, a best for the environment that they want to bring their families up in. And I think they would be very proud. I would like to think they would.
This is just a pretty good event. This is a great chance to get out.
And we're going to have one of the largest fireworks on Saturday night that's around in the neighborhood. Of course, we usually have it on the 4th of July or close to the 4th of July, but we've got them all saved up, and they say there's not going to be any. We're not skimping any. We're going to have a nice display, so we're just going to kind of have a display to end the season instead of start the season.
And I want to confirm, the dearly departed Naked the Dog is no longer with us.
That's right.
And will be nowhere near the celebration.
Naked the Dog is gone.
Mayor, I sometimes get a little off the beaten path with these interviews, but Naked the Dog, how could I help myself?
Not a problem.
And then the story was even better than I expected.
Not a problem.
Anyway, folks, those are the kind of stories in town history that, if there's one thing I've achieved, it's institutional knowledge, and I really enjoyed that. But it's always a pleasure. And
well, thank you for coming up, and thank WSMI for coming and serving us well. Even Mr. John Michael Marty and Mr. Randy Prangy, they're always very, very appreciative of Raymond, and we're very appreciative of them. And Randy works here in town when he gets off the station, and we're trying to get John Michael up here, but he don't want to work too much the way it is. And but if we get you up here, we cut that mileage down from 58, it'll be a great thing to have here. So thank you very much for coming.
Thanks again, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thanks to Mayor Danny Held for joining me for Around Montgomery County.